For about 2 hours on Saturday afternoon, demonstrators were gathered around the steps outside the Pitt County Courthouse, holding signs with messages like "Families Belong Together" and "Justice for Immigrants and Refugees." At times, they sang hymns like "This Little Light of Mine." Many demonstrators also took turns speaking out against the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Here's Reverend Ann Harrington, a pastor at Free Spirit Inclusive Catholic Community in Greenville, speaking to the crowd from the county courthouse steps.
Last week, as I was looking into the eyes of my 8-month-old grandson, I was awed by his beauty and the soul force of love that emanates gleefully from his whole being. I want him to have every good thing that will nurture him to healthy adulthood. How can I not want that for all God's children?
The demonstrators are calling for the immediate reunification of more than 2,000 immigrant children separated from their families as a result of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. After the rally, family therapist Marlene Vilkapal spoke about the lifelong trauma this separation could cause as her own 5-year-old twins played nearby. She says young children's developing brains are especially vulnerable to trauma.
They are not rational enough, they're not cognitive enough, more emotions are there. So the trauma is more dangerous. The effect and impact of the trauma in a child's life is more dangerous and powerful than any other age in their life.
President Trump recently signed an executive order that ends the forcible separation of undocumented immigrant families at the border, but keeps the zero-tolerance policy intact. Instead of separating immigrant families, the new policy would have them housed together in detention centers until their cases are processed through the courts. Rally organizer for the Greenville demonstration, Alessandra Santos, says this new policy is also unacceptable.
That is still a violation of human rights. I think the very basic human right of freedom is something that is not defined by borders. It is not defined by laws or arbitrary decisions made really far away from where these issues are occurring.
The Trump administration has the ability to abolish its zero-tolerance policy and release detained families while they work through their immigration cases. And Congress can pass legislation that would bar the federal government from separating or detaining undocumented immigrant families. While there's no indication that either of these actions will occur, activists in Greenville say they will continue advocating for humane immigration reform. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.